Get the Don Bailey Jr. here in one moment. I will remind you, if you want to see the Zac Brown Band live at the Sphere in Vegas in December, it is very easy to enter. Just log on to the Odyssey app and listen. You can really listen to anything, but we'd prefer you listen to WQAM for at least an hour. And then if you want more chances, you listen every day and you get more chances to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort in Vegas, connected right to the Sphere there, so don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app right now, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Hopefully you already have it. It's a national contest. If you want more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac, Z-A-C. Special thank you to Messina Touring Group. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. He will be on the call exactly 1 month from today for Canes and Notre Dame at Hard Rock Stadium, kicking off the Canes 2025-2026 football campaign. DBJ is with us. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing, buddy?
We're good, man. Canes had practice today. They had media day yesterday. The season's here. You got preseason NFL football tonight. Are you what's your realistic expectations 1 month out from hurricane season? What's your realistic expectations?
Can you give me another week? I only saw Carson Beck today for the first time.
How did he look?
Good as advertised. I think he's going to be outstanding. I really do. He comes with a lot of experience, and he does everything he's asked to do. And the main thing I noticed today is that he stepped right in. He looked comfortable, made every throw that was presented to him, and he did a phenomenal job as far as running, having command of the offense at this early stage. And you got to remember, today was day one for him as a Hurricane, and I think that's a big deal.
And DBJ, is the O-line, I don't know they're not hitting yet, but is it going to be a strength of the team? Because I would say we've talked for years now. You come on the show all the time. We're always worried about your old position. Is the O-line going to be a strength this year?
I think it absolutely will be a strength. I mean, especially – you know, I say especially the right-hand side. They've got Maui Noah, who came out of IMG as a five-star kid. And the first day that he walked on campus, he was starting at right tackle. And then a bit of a project was Inez Cooper, who's going into his fourth year and has started every game started some games as a freshman and every game the last 2 years. And he is just – he came in as almost a 400-pound guy, and he's down into the 330s and looks fantastic. I think that there's not going to be a better right side in college football than those two guys are. Or I wouldn't take those two guys. I'd take over anybody else in the country. Center position is going to be an upgrade from last year, and there's a battle going on with Rodriguez and McCoy at the left guard spot, but left tackle is solidified as well. And I think it's a strength. I mean, I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want to do. You know, I think they're going to be able to run it when they want to run it. And I think that they'll get pass protection might even be a little bit easier this year because Cam Ward moved the pocket so much. You really didn't know where he was. Now Carson Beck is going to be right where he's supposed to be as far as the play diagram goes.
You know, when you mentioned Carson Beck, can you get a vibe after just one practice of how much a handle he has on being the team leader? Because I would imagine, I mean, you know, we talk about it with Tua, you know, it's like, okay, when's he going to come out and be the leader? And we saw a lot of it, I think, this training camp. And Cam Ward was just a natural leader. I think you're even seeing it in Tennessee as a rookie. Like, they're looking to him like he's just got those qualities. I'm wondering what you see from Carson Beck. New, like you said, first time with the Hurricanes and first practice. Does he look like the team leader out there?
Well, I tell you how I look at it. You know, Cam came in, and in the spring, you know, he was chirpy. He was getting in everybody's face. He'd get in the defensive face. He'd get in the receiver's face. He was an assertive guy as far as verbal. You know, he really – he held nothing back. Carson Beck – well, yesterday, during media day. I watched a lot of his interviews, and this guy's got a different kind of approach. You're comparing an apple and an orange as far as personalities go, but this guy has been on two national championship teams. He's 24-3 at the University of Georgia. I mean, he's seen a lot more football than Cam Ward has seen. He's seen a lot tougher conference. He was in a lot tougher conference than Cam Ward. Now, again, I'm gonna try not to compare him, but I see why they recruited him at Georgia. I see why he won all those football games at Georgia, and I see why a year ago today he was in the conversation for a Heisman Trophy. And Cam Ward was he a fourth round pick or fifth round pick coming out? You know, and that's why he came back. So this guy has got a lot more to him than he's let on. And I think it's smart by him to lay low and let his actions speak. And he's doing that. And I think that's important for him to be him. Not try and be the next Cam Ward. Make sure you're Carson Beck at his finest.
And DBJ, if you want to call it swag, confidence, whatever that word is, when I was coming out in 2002, UM embodied that. Now they're getting back, kind of, you know, they're getting back to national relevance. Mm-hmm. When do you need to see it? Can you see already, or at what point can you say, yeah, this is what Miami should look like? This is what the guys should feel like. Because I came out, man. Vilma, DJ Williams were there. You know, like I walked on to Coral Gables campus, and I was like, okay, this is different than other schools. Will they get back there, and when will you know that?
Well, I don't know. You know, back to the era of when Miami was winning like Miami was, I don't know that anybody's going to get back to that. I mean, you know, the quick look for me is Clemson was 9-3 last year. 9-3 is pretty darn good football season, but is not for Clemson, who's was in a bunch of national championship games and has owned the ACC. You know, Georgia, a lot of people felt that was a disappointing season. Heck, they won back-to-back titles 4 and 3 years ago. So I don't know that level is going to be able to sustain itself. And why, right? NIL is a big part of it. The portal, how you can – you don't know what team you're going to have and what team you're going to build. But Miami is starting to look – like what Mario Cristobal wants it to look like. And what does that mean? An offensive line that is bigger and stronger and more athletic than almost anybody that they'll play, no matter if it's in conference or out of conference. So he's going to – the defensive line, you know, you've got Mezador back at one end and Bain, who's made a name for himself since the day he stepped on campus. Both those guys are there. And now you're starting to see the guys that have come in as recruited players behind them. He did a good job at the defensive tackle spot, picking up a couple guys that'll help. You know, the question to me is how's the secondary going to hold up? They lost a bunch of guys there. They went out and got some guys. And to me, you know, Channing, when I look at the secondary, it reminds me as far as how that position is played, like the offensive line. You've got to communicate through every single play at every single snap. And it takes a little bit to get to that. You know, the rule is on the offensive line, if you're coming into a season and you got 100 starts in college on your offensive line, you got a pretty darn good offensive line, or you shouldn't have many problems. I don't know what that number is in the secondary, but they've got guys that have started games but not started at Miami. So I think, pointedly, Mario is building the team, and it's looking like he wants it to look. And I can tell you, again, through media day, smart kids – going to class, graduating, doing everything that they're supposed to do, and he's got his finger on the program. No, there's nothing that's slipping through, and he's pushing everybody, and I think it's going to pay off. I really do.
And one other thing, quickly. Well, Reuben Bain was – they just announced that he's on the Bronco Nagurski watch list. DBJ, you covered Sapp, you covered Vince, you covered Jerome Brown. Like, you know, the Reuben Bain is built like that, because I haven't seen Warren Sapp at
that
a Reuben
dude was
Bain.
A monster. Bain was a monster when he was healthy, man.
Oh, he can play, but we're talking about the best D lineman in the nation when you talk about Bronco Nagurski.
Right. Well, let's go backwards, and I understand where you're coming from. when he walked on the scene 2 years ago, there's no question he was the best freshman in the country and was probably one of the top defensive linemen as far as productivity goes, is certainly in the ACC, right? So I don't think anybody's going to argue that. Unfortunately, last year, where he got dinged up at the Florida game, missed three or four games, and just was never himself. But that defense was not calibrated like you would think it would be. I think Reuben Bain, when I watch him at practice, and it's distorted for me, Channing, because he's going against Maui Noah all day. And you're going against, that's two first round, or two, for sure Maui Noah's, in my opinion, is going to be a first round pick. So he's going against as good as there is in college every single day. I think Reuben Bain is going to be an outstanding NFL player. The question is this: is he stay in the 275, 280 range and go out, play outside, where he's going to get challenged by guys like on his own team? Markell Bell, 6'9", and has got a wingspan from here to Broward County. Or is he going to get up to 300 or 305 and bounce inside one day, whether it's here or if it's in the National Football League? And when he bounces inside, then he's got a huge athletic advantage to me. That's what I see, but I don't know where he's at in this process. Today he was lined up outside, but I think they're going to move him around. And I think he's a guy that's going to play in the NFL for a long time, and he's a professional already at his sport. I mean, the way that he takes coaching, the way that he works through his techniques, and the way that he always goes against the best player that's lined up against him in practice. He's not dodging trying to get scout team guys. He wants to go against number 61 every single rep.
So the answer is yes, he will win the Bronco Nagurski Award.
I don't know that.
Well, I do.
But you know what happens? And here's why I don't know that. Everybody looks at sack totals. Everybody, that's the first thing a lot. When you start looking at that award, a lot of people look
at
the
only thing I look at.
Sacks, tackles for loss, right? And maybe some fumble recoveries. But I can't tell you that Reuben Bain's going to have 15 sacks. I can tell you if he's got 15 sacks, he's probably going to win that award. But if he has 9 sacks, and then Mezador's got 9 sacks, and somebody else has got, if the sack total works out better or what they want, and it's divided equally, that's what happened in Coach Heatherman's defense at Minnesota. I think, he had 4 guys that produced a lot of sacks for them last year, and as a unit, it came up and hit the number 1. It wasn't an individual. So I don't know. I really don't know. I know this. I'll take Reuben Bain all day, every day.
Yeah, me as well. And I'm excited about Carson Beck too. I am. Again, not expecting him to be Cam Ward, but I'm excited about Carson Beck. You need a quality QB back there, and I think he's that. So, DBJ, we are 1 month away. We are formulating a ton of lines for you to work into the broadcast, so I hope you're going to be ready to roll 1 month from today.
It's going to be a big broadcast, isn't it? Miami-Notre Dame, how about that? 30 days.
You're
is that
not
the best?
Lying, man. You are not lying.
Channing, you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Are you going to be working? Or what are you going to be doing, Channing? You going to be a part of this?
Oh, I'm going to be in the stadium. I might be working at Old Cracked. You know I have to make some money.
He's got that little restaurant. He's not going to miss a big ticket day.
Bro, let me tell you what I know. He's watching that register with both eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
I check about once a quarter. Hey, DBJ, honestly, I've been talking to some guy. Ryan Clark's son, Jordan Clark, went to Notre Dame last year. So right. I've been talking to guys about Notre Dame. They say Notre Dame is loaded. Even though some names have left, they say Notre Dame is loaded.
I agree. And listen, for my whole life and probably for the rest of my life, there's no reason they shouldn't be. They can go you talk about a team that can go nationally and cherry pick and has a following, a historic following, they should be. They should be ashamed of themselves if they do not put together a great season every single year, because there's really no reason for that not to happen.
Household brand. That is a legit household brand. All right, so you know what else is a household brand? Don Bailey Flooring. For all your flooring needs, from laminate to carpet to whatever you might need, right, DBJ?
It's a brand name, baby, for South Florida. And I want to thank.
It really is.
I got to thank Channing. Channing threw us a little bone earlier in the year. I appreciate that very much. We went out.
Oh, yeah?
A room for him at the house. Sure. Listen, that's right.
I'm a proud customer of Don Bailey Flooring and DBJ. I'm about to start doing the kids' rooms, and you know where I'm going and what number I'm calling when I'm about to get the kids' floors done, man. Bro, they put this damn floor in 2 hours. I didn't know how they did it.
Expensive, or did you cheap out, Crowder?
No, he did. We both took care of each other, bro. That's what I'll tell you. It was fair for both parties. And let me say this.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
More crab than cake at Don Bailey, baby. More service than not at Don Bailey.
I said, how much? That's just a hookup? He was like, no, that's how much. I was like, damn, appreciate you, brother.
Well, what'd you put on your floors? Today. Like unsanded wood? What'd you do? I know Crowder. Crowder looked for a discount.
Listen, I wanted to put paper towel down, but DBJ talked me out of it.
All right, DBJ. We'll see you. We'll talk to you before then, but 1 month, the broadcast begins, and we're excited.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you. Thanks for having me on. See you later.
There you go. Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. Take a break. Come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.